We're back, folks. Major to Me Season 4 is officially underway. Just a few things to keep in mind as you listen. First, it's 2008 and Tristan is trying to finish the second semester of his sophomore year. Second, if you haven't listened to the spinoff series Majoring in Her, you may want to as it gives a few insights as to the development in Denise's love life. Plus, I might be a little biased, but it's a pretty good series. And lastly, be sure to support. Like, subscribe, share, and heck, float a donation via the link. All right, without further ado, enjoy the episode.
Ugh, I can't believe I'm eating like this again and with no gym in sight. I mean, but how could I even go? Ain't no telling who David ran his mouth to about me being gay. It's bad enough I'm going to classes looking over my shoulder. It's like being in my last school all over again. Ugh, really? Hello?
Hey, I was just checking in with you. We haven't really been speaking and you barely replied to my text.
I'm good.
Okay, but are we gonna talk soon? I mean, really talk?
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, so it's like that. Okay, cool. Never mind. Bye.
Well, that went well. But shit, I told Tristan I needed some space. I love him, but can he just respect I need some time? These fries is hitting though. Now him, just keep your head down and don't look over at him. He probably won't even see you.
Kendrick, is that you trying to hide?
Damn.
Kendrick?
Oh, what's up, Xavier? I must have been out of it.
Mm-hmm, sure. You were trying to act like I don't see you.
Why would I do that?
I'm not going to play dumb with you today. Now, judging by your meal, something is wrong. So, what happened?
Nothing, I'm cool.
So, you're a liar now.
Excuse me?
Please, I know you. You only eat like this when you're upset.
That's not true.
Isn't it, though? Where's your little frat brother Trevor that's always with you?
You know his name is Tristan, and he's chilling.
Chilling? I see. We're gonna talk about it. Let me go put in my order, and I'll be right back.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
I know I don't have to, but I'm going to. I'll be right back.
But, Kendrick, if you wanted to be alone, you should have just stayed your ass in your room. Now I'm literally about to eat with my ex, or I could just pack up my shit real quick and dip. I mean, do I really owe him anything? Plus, I told him he didn't have to eat with me. Yeah, I'm gonna leave. I'm just gonna wrap up the rest of this burger.
Okay, I'm back. Now spill it.
Damn, that was fast.
Well, when you know what you want, it always is. Wait, you weren't trying to ditch me, were you?
Oh, nah, I'm just full.
Alright then. So now, tell me what happened with you and Thomas that has you in a mood.
Again, I think you mean Tristan. And there ain't nothing to tell, it's just frat stuff.
Yeah, frat stuff.
What's that supposed to mean?
Come on, you two are totally dating.
What? Who told you that? They're talking about me on campus?
Relax. No one told me. No one had to. I see the way you look at him.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, that was a bit much. So for the last time, what is it?
Oh, fuck it. You might as well tell. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but long story short, you're right, Tristan and I are together. We started dating, then we broke up, then we became fraternity brothers, and then we got back together. Things were going great. Things were going great between us, but then some beta bullshit came up and he thought he was defending me in an argument, but then outed me to the fraternity by accident or whatever. So now all the brothers know I'm gay and the shit is weird. Whole campus is probably talking about me just like a Baldwin lot.
Well, damn.
Yep.
I'm going to try to help you out here. For starters, I know I'm new on campus, but I haven't heard about you being gay. I did hear about your brother David having the community dick.
Okay.
Now in terms of this outing thing, you say it was an accident. How does someone out a person by accident?
I guess he would be confused since he outed me on purpose. This wasn't a good idea. I shouldn't talk to you about this.
You mean because of our little thing back in the day?
Little thing?
Wait. I didn't mean little thing. Look, I know what I did to you back in the day was fucked up. I figured telling people you're gay would make things weird for you, but I didn't think you'd get bullied to the point you'd have to transfer. I was just so pissed at you. I felt like shit when you basically dumped me because I was too affectionate in public. It was like you didn't love me enough to care if we got caught, or who knew. You made me feel like a dirty secret.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, it was never my intention.
Let me stop you. I'm not looking for an apology, because my feelings weren't an excuse to do what I did. It took me a minute to realize you weren't ashamed of me, but of you. I'm truly sorry.
If I'm being honest, I do appreciate that. And I do. I'm grateful for the apology, but I'm more grateful to hear why he did it.
Now that you've heard the apology, do you think we can at least be friends again? I mean, I can't lie. You look damn good, and I was hoping for more when I came to Hamilton. But I see you're really into Terrence.
You know what his name is. Never mind, though. Yeah, we can maybe work towards being friends, but let's take it slow.
Well, as your almost friend, allow me to point out that you said old boy didn't mean to out you to the betas, and he actually was just trying to defend you. So give him a break before you ruin a good thing.
Oh, you're giving me advice to stay with Tristan?
I'm trying to be a good person, so if you love him, figure out why you care so much about people knowing that outside of gay circles. You like men, and there's nothing wrong with that. If people have a problem with that, that's their problem, and theirs alone. Fuck 'em.
Noted. So you're wise, Xavier, now?
I've always been wise. So fix things with Tyrese.
Okay.
Good. Now to move our friendship along, I'm taking you to this gay club in Baltimore my friends told me about.
A club? I'm not really in a party mood. Plus, didn't you just tell me to fix things with Tristan?
Sure. Fix that situation tomorrow. We're going out tonight.
Am I really considering going out with Xavier? Fuck it. Why not? Fine. I'm in.
Bet. Since you're taken and shit, maybe I'll find someone tonight. Now let me go check on my food. They're taking forever.
Yeah, you go do that. Yo, don't fucking touch me. Sheesh, I hate it in here. Finally, Xavier's back.
Yo, what's wrong with you? Why are you snapping at that guy?
He was the third guy tonight that was grabbing my ass. Shit. Before him, someone brushed up against my dick.
Well, you do happen to be one of the few stacked in the front and the back.
Xavier.
They shouldn't have grabbed, but I'm saying.
Whatever. So did you get that boy's number?
You know I did. I'm damn near irresistible. Well, almost to everyone.
Right.
Hey, Kendrick. What's up?
Oh, shit. This is not gonna go well. Oh, Jordan. Hey, you're a little young to be here, aren't you?
Maybe, but I got Tristan here. You know, my brother, your boyfriend.
Now I'm getting shit from Jordan. Yeah, I remember. How you doing, Tristan?
I'm good. Wasn't expecting to see you out. And with company.
Now you know me better than that. And this is your baby brother? You two look so much alike.
Yeah, practically twins. Kendrick, can I talk to you over here real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Jordan, don't move. I'll be right back. Kendrick, what the hell? Xavier?
I swear it's not what you're thinking. Nothing is going on. We just hanging out as friends.
As friends? Since when? You know what? I don't even care. Because at the end of the day, you've been ducking me for fucking days. But you got time to hang out with him of all people?
Tristan.
Save it. It's cool. Have a good night.
Tristan. Great. And there he goes. I can't believe this. Why can we not just be a drama-free couple for once? Wait, are we even still a couple?
You all right?
It is what it is, I guess. But hey, do you mind if we leave?
Sure, of course.
Regain friends or possibly lose a boyfriend. What kind of life swap is this?
Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.